Please join me in prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer.
Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Squatting seems to be in the news increasingly. No, not squatting, as crouching or sitting with one's knees bent and one's heels close to one's butt, but squatting as unlawfully occupying a building or land that a squatter does not own, rent, or otherwise have lawful use of. For example, a U.S. Army reservist from Houston recently went to court against her tenant who had stopped paying her rent but remained in her home. Maybe our friends or family or we ourselves have had similar or other problems with tenants. The tenants in the parable of today's gospel reading are vine dressers, apparently hired as workers in the vineyard in exchange for a portion of its fruit while the owner of the vineyard was on a journey. However, when the time came, the tenants did not pay their rent, as it were, but instead did such things as kill the owner's servants and even his son in a futile attempt to make the vineyard their own. As we heard, Jesus led the Jewish leaders to express their own judgment from the parable. And then Jesus broadened his application of judgment to both those who fall on the stone that the builders rejected and those on whom that stone falls. Today's gospel reading with the vineyard and the stone is the third gospel reading in a row with a vineyard parable. And it is the second consecutive gospel reading reporting Jesus' Holy Week interactions with different groups of Jewish or other leaders, which interactions we'll continue to hear about for the next two Sundays. As today's Old Testament reading with its love song concerning a vineyard makes clear, the vineyard for some time had been a figure of speech for the people of Israel. God's graciously bringing the Israelites out of slavery in Egypt and planting them in the Promised Land. God's doing everything that he could do for them. And we might expect more parallels between the Old Testament and the Gospel readings. But while the Old Testament reading had as its problems the vineyard itself, in the Gospel reading, the problem is with the tenants. And in the Old Testament reading, the inhabitants of Jerusalem and the men of Judah did not answer the question that was put to them, and so did not condemn themselves. But in the gospel reading, the Jewish leaders did answer the question that was put to them, and so did condemn themselves. But the Jewish leaders are not the only ones who are condemned. As I mentioned, by talking not only about the vineyard, but also talking about the stone, Jesus broadened his application of judgment to both those who fall on the stone that the builders rejected and those on whom that stone falls. You and I may not fail to give to God the fruits in their seasons as the Jewish leaders failed, but in one way or another, we all fall on that stone or have that stone fall on us. By nature, we all reject Jesus, and all of our actual sins are the reasons why Jesus went to the cross. No owner of a vineyard imaginable would act the way that God does, in patiently showing mercy not only to the vineyard tenants, but also to us, who deserve to be broken to pieces and crushed eternally, apart from God's calling and so enabling us both to turn in sorrow from our sin and to trust God to forgive our sin. When we so repent, then God forgives us. God forgives our sinful nature and all of our actual sin, whatever our actual sin might be. God forgives us for Jesus' sake. Jesus is the stone that the builders rejected. While today's gospel reading mentions a master of a house, his building a tower, and the stone that the builders rejected, all of which use related Greek words, Jesus seems to introduce the particular quotation from Psalm 118 in order to show that while the vineyard's tenants killed the owner's son, Jesus, as the Son of God in human flesh, would be exalted by rising from the dead. Psalm 118, just a few verses earlier than the part Jesus quoted, seems to speak of resurrection. And whatever literal historical reference, if any, the Psalm's verse about the stone's rejection might have had, some understood the verse as figuratively referring to the promised Messiah, which is how Jesus applied it to himself. Truly, the teaching in today's gospel reading really is understood only in light of Jesus' death and resurrection, which the divinely inspired St. Matthew narrates later in the gospel account that bears his name. The Reverend Dr. Martin Luther says that Jesus provoked the Jewish leaders against his own neck. And Jesus did so successfully, for the Jewish leaders did eventually arrest him in the absence of the crowds. And yet Jesus lived a perfect life, suffered, and died on the cross for us, in our place, dying the death that we deserved. As the divinely inspired St. Paul said of himself in today's epistle reading, we who repent have a righteousness from God that both comes through and depends on faith. After today's parable of the vineyard's tenants, the next parable in St. Matthew's gospel account is that of a king's giving a wedding feast for his son. And the two parables are sometimes taken as being connected, as if the owner of the vineyard's son who was killed has been resurrected, and then people are invited to attend his wedding. We, who in holy baptism are made God's own and become heirs with Christ, and who are instructed and examined in private absolution and private confession, and then individually absolved, are in turn admitted to the sacrament of the altar and receive bread that is the body of Christ given for us and wine that is the blood of Christ shed for us. This holy supper of Christ's body and blood anticipates the marriage feast of the Lamb. And from this altar, we receive forgiveness of sins, and so also life and salvation, benefiting from the Lord's, as it were, letting out the vineyard to other tenants who will give him the fruits in their seasons. To be sure, our fruitfulness is not the point of the parable in today's gospel reading, though our fruitfulness of good works certainly follows from our being forgiven through faithful ministry of word and sacraments. Our suffering also follows. The gospel reading makes clear that our suffering follows, and the epistle reading makes that clear too. Like St. Paul, we count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus our Lord. Suffering as he suffered, becoming like him in his death, that by any means possible, we may attain the resurrection from the dead. And so we do. With daily sorrow over our sin and faith, we live in the forgiveness of sins now. And we praise God for all that he does for us, including in his way and time, delivering us from this life. If necessary, resurrecting our bodies and then glorifying them in order for us to dwell with him for eternity. Today's gospel reading with the vineyard and the stone may make us think of squatters, such as the one against whom the army lieutenant had to go to court in order to get her home back. But we will not be squatters in heaven, for we will be there saved by God's grace through faith in his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.